time of the year, then it's quite nice. But right now it's a little too much. Everyone hits us up every step for donations and you can't do anything. Then it's too intense. That's why I'm sort of going around Varsana and not into Varsana at this point. But of course, in one sense, it's not about whether you are on this hill or on that hill. It's really about our consciousness. And we're just, here we are in a place where on the stone there are natural balls in the stone. So it is, and they have put some color also. And that is known as Chopan Katora, or 56 balls. So Krishna the cowherd boys liked to roam around and naturally like to climb hills, that's logical, and sit on such a place and just have a real good lookout post. Of course, at that time, there was no Sriji Mandir, there was no Jaipur Mandir. Exactly what they saw, we don't know, but still, they would sit here and have a picnic. So that's really the meaning of this place. And so we can see that here in Unchagaon, in this high village, there are the presence of Lord Balaram is there, the presence of a well where Krishna, which was created by Krishna, Venukup. We see then places like the Samadhi of Narayan Bhat, and then Deha Kund, where the gopis surrendered completely. It is said that the symptom of surrender is Atmanivedanam, that one completely surrenders the self, and then Atma, the word Atma, is sometimes meaning body, sometimes meaning mind, and sometimes meaning soul. So in this way, mind, body, and soul are surrendered to Krishna. That is complete surrender to Krishna. In this world, we may claim so much property as our own, but it is not, nothing is our own, not even our own body is our property. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was speaking to Murari Gupta, who was somehow or other in a state of separation, thinking of giving up his life. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made it very clear. Sanatana Goswami also, he had sores on the body. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established, no, this body is not yours. It is mine. You have already surrendered it to me. It is my property. So you have no ownership to your body. So that's how far it goes in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we can think about that. So we have no possessions to call our own. Everything belongs to Krishna. So in Deha Kund, everything, mind, body and words, all, everything, owned by Krishna, completely owned by Krishna. And then when that offering was made to Krishna, then Krishna was very pleased. And he said, okay, in exchange, I will be always present in your mind. So that is Krishna consciousness. We are the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And that's really what it means, that Krishna is always in our mind. But that is only possible if we are fully surrendered, because otherwise, if we're not surrendered to Krishna, it means we surrender to something else. Surrender is our position. We have to surrender. We cannot avoid surrender. So when we don't surrender to Krishna, we're going to surrender to something else, whatever that may be, whether it's surrender to money, surrender to power, surrender to drugs, surrender to beauty, surrender to Power again, fast sports cars, you know, surrender to the dog, surrender to anything you can think of. There are unlimited varieties created by the modes of material nature, and one can just surrender to all these things and become attached. First surrender, and then the result of surrender is attachment. So we surrender to material things and then develop material attachment. But by surrendering everything to Krishna, then no other attachment remains than attachment to Krishna. And then only Krishna will be in our mind. That is another important point in this place. The other day we spoke about how Krishna created a well in Krishnakund in Madhuvan, and created a pond then. But the same thing, how Krishna is providing for his devotees. Krishna will take care. There's no difficulty. Krishna will provide. He will make the arrangements. There was no shortage. Today we discussed that Krishna was not poor. That was clear. Krishna rather was quite opulent. But yet he preferred the simplicity of the forest. That forest meant more to him than all the jewels that they were possessing. His mother would decorate him with many, many jewels, but Krishna was pleased to cover them with leaves and flowers from the forest, because that forest was very dear to him, because that is where so many wonderful pastimes would take place, either with his cowherd boyfriends or others. Therefore, the forest of Vrindavan is the greatest opulence to Krishna. And there, Krishna is happily herding his cows. But the cowherd boys, although Nanda Maharaj was saying, "I have so many servants, why do you have to do this work? You don't have to work, Krishna. I am the king. You can just stay home." Krishna said, No, I want to do it. I want to. I want to. Krishna is greatly enjoying these activities of simply herding the cows, who are described as completely beneficial. It is said everything about the cow is auspicious. Everything about the cow is positive. So in this way, the cow is a unique creature, that even the cow dung is considered to be antiseptic. Even the cow urine is medicine. So in this way, whatever comes from the cow is a blessing. Krishna also kept deers. The deers are very close to Krishna, and we know there is the Nilgai, the blue cows, which are like a type of antelope, a type of deer, which are roaming free in Vrindavan. The Nilgai are the blue cows you can never keep in captivity. If you keep them in captivity, they will die. They are free spirits. So I'm also a Nilgai. I'm a blue cow. What to do, you know? It takes all kinds, but that's really what it is. That spirit of no force. When the Russian devotees were finally released from oppression by the Russian government, and when Gorbachev, whose name was Gore, when Gorbachev, who heard Nam Abbas throughout his whole life, released them, at that time they came to Calcutta, and we were all there on the airport to receive them. Bibi Govinda Maharaj was leading the kirtan. Inda Jumna Maharaj was playing the drum. And Bhakti Charu Maharaj and Kesava Bharati Maharaj, they're very good at hugging. So they were hugging the devotees, and some of the ladies, I can't remember, were also hugging the ladies. And in this way, the Russian devotees, they were blinking their eyes. They didn't know what was happening to them. A storm, a kirtan storm was waiting them for them on the airport. They got hugged, everything, then put into a bus, and there was a press conference, and then off to Mayapur, and then another kirtan in Mayapur. And then there was a class, and Bhakti Chirumaraj gave that class. And the class was about Keshava. And then they said, this one devotee, he had gone through a very difficult time because they put him in a mental hospital and had given him some drug where when you stood up, you felt, I have to sit down. And when you sat down, you felt, I have to stand up. So for hours, he was standing up and sitting down, standing up and sitting down. And he was going, it was too much. And then, at the end of the class, he asked a question. And the question is, Bhakti Chirumaraj spoke about Keshava. What does Keshava mean? And then Bhakti Chirumaraj said, Keshava means Krishna with the beautiful hair, which is one meaning of Keshava. But the devotee looked bewildered. And then Maharaj said, but there is also another meaning. Keshava, killer of the Kesi demon. And then this devotee explained that during that experience in that mental hospital and standing up and sitting down, he had one mantra came to his head, Keshava, 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 Keshava. And he had just chanted Keshava, Keshava, Keshava. So that was really an emotional thing. So much suffering, but somehow or other, finding shelter and strength in Krishna to endure it all. So this is our Krishna, who makes arrangements to care for his devotees, to protect his devotees, to somehow or other, name bhakti pranasyati, my devotee will never perish. So in this way, we are sitting here and appreciating how simple Krishna lived. We on the way, we saw a slide on the hill. So, you know, as the coward boys were going up, they would also slide down the hill. Of course, you know, have some fun on the way. Why just go up for a picnic? If there's a slide, then they would slide. And also, just close to there was a place where somehow or other Lalita was chastising Krishna. But that day, Champakalata, who's expert at chanting mantras, suddenly started chanting marriage mantras. And some other gopis started to tie the cloth of Krishna and Lalita together. And that's the day Lalita got married to Krishna. So even she, somehow or other, who always chastises Krishna, could not avoid. So that is also here on this hill. So Unchagan is a very nice place because there are so many pastime grounds. Usually a day of Kund is very peaceful. Okay, today the ecstasy knows no limits and the Bengali devotees are here and celebrating. And that is also very nice. So we also went to the place of Sudevi and Rangadevi. And in this way, our journey continues. We also will now have a last 5 minutes kirtan, and then we'll get back on the bus, because it's already late.